So I'm thinking about getting a new phone.
Is there something wrong with yours? You were talking to that person earlier on it.
Yeah, but no, nothing's wrong with it. It's just old, and there's a new version out that just came out last week, and it's super fresh and
Yeah,
sleek
but yours
and
works.
shiny. But it has so many cool features, Veronica.
Yeah?
It looks so
It does?
nice.
Yeah, but maybe before, you get the new one, you should take a look at the gospel for this Sunday. It might clarify some things for you. Are you listening to me? We lost her.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is Veronica. This week, we're talking about this Sunday's gospel. In it, Luke recounts Jesus' parable of the rich fool. It tells the story of a man that had a bountiful harvest, but he didn't want to give any of it away, so he had bigger barns built to hold all of his grain and other items.
Jesus tells this story to warn about greed. Possessions can be useful, even necessary in some cases, but can have a negative effect if it distracts one from following Christ.
And that can be really difficult to achieve in today's world. Advertisements are constantly trying to catch our attention, and our society promotes the idea that one must have the best of everything, and that can be really hard to keep up with. There's always some new device, like a phone, for instance, being released.
True happiness comes from pursuing God. People who give up worldly objects are proof that lasting happiness doesn't come from having everything. Some people actually find having less is more freeing.
Our challenge for you this week is to consider donating something that you own. It can be something that you don't use anymore or an item that you have multiple versions of.
It doesn't have to be sentimental or life-altering. It could be as common as a coffee mug.
And we'll see you next week here on The Word on the Word.
Toodles.
Bye.